Philip and Michael talk movies, the best and the worst that we've seen. So listen in as we review these with factoids from behind the scenes. We've got action films from the 80s, slasher and horror films too, comedy straight from the 90s.
What do you say on a day like today, Phil, who's gay?
What do I say on a day like today?
The man, last name Leota.
Yeah.
First name of Ray.
Mm-hmm.
He has left us. But his films are still on display.
Yes, yes.
And, look. Let's do this.
Okay.
Raymond Allen Leota was born in Newark, New Jersey. Hey, I'm being born over here. On December 18th, 1954. And then he was in Goodfellas, and now he's passed, and it's a real fucking bummer, man. That was a shocker.
Yeah, I know.
You know, two in the pink and one in the stank, Phil.
That's how he died.
Okay. Shit. Okay, look. I know we're not, like, the most serious people to be doing an In Memoriam episode.
Yeah.
But
we
did
one for Ian Holm that was, you know, it was funny.
It was funny, but it wasn't emotionally resonant, I think. And
yeah.
So let's try and fucking strike a balance here. Look, I was going for a jog earlier today. I like to break a sweat.
Mm.
And I get a text from my dad saying Ray Liotta died. I stopped in my tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked it up, and sure enough, man. Now, I don't think they know why he died, right?
Yeah.
Or how?
I know. It was like in a sleep. So that's like the we don't know yet thing.
I mean, it was in a sleep. Hopefully it was peaceful. Hopefully he wasn't dying.
I mean, it wasn't asleep unless like he was like having a nightmare that killed him or something. Like,
oh, stop. Please. You don't think it was Freddy Krueger, do you?
I bet it was Freddy Krueger.
He was in Goodfellas. He was dreaming
yeah.
He was in Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they're sitting there. He's like, what the fuck is so fucking funny about me? What am I, a friggin', you know, some sort of, you know, clown or something like that? Or some, I don't know, maybe like, you know, some sort of comic on Netflix.
Child murder monster man.
And he was like, oh, did someone say my name?
Yeah.
Freddy Krueger's out. Oh, Freddy Krueger out in these streets, just killing our fucking beloved character actors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a fucking bummer. You hate to see it. I loved Ray Liotta.
Me too.
Like, genuinely loved that guy.
Yeah.
And I love Fredward Krueger, and now I'm feeling confused.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a real Sophie's Choice up in this bitch.
It really is.
You know?
What was that about?
Sophie's Choice? So it was like the Nazis, and they were like, look, one of your kids has to die. And she had two kids, and she
okay,
made some.
And she was like, the dumb one can go.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah.
And they were like, that's a good one. No, okay. All right. Oh, those cocksuckers. The Nazis. Let's not talk about them.
No,
let's talk about the. Oh, I don't know about that. I think that, you know, there's a lot of white supremacy out there. But I'll say this. Let's talk about the opposite of Nazis. Let's talk about Ray Liotta.
Communist.
I don't know. I don't know. You ever talk to a tankie?
What's that?
I'll tell you afterwards. There's hardcore communists who are like, Stalin was awesome, and some people just, you got to break a few bad eggs, and it's like 80 million of them, and they're like, I don't know.
Bad eggs?
I don't know.
Yeah, I get it. That's a lot of bad eggs.
I don't know. It's like, if you're not making the universe's biggest omelet, you're fucking, you know, forgiving a psychopath. Anyhookie. Yeah.
Nice mustache, though.
Rayleigh, killer mustache, bro.
Good cookie duster.
Good fucking, a cum collector.
That too.
You don't have a bad cum collector yourself. Look, I know we just wrapped up Gay May and you're ardent in your homophobic panic, so I'm not going to ask you if you're gay, but you are, and you're just hiding it. And you hide it not so well, but that's fine. Look, we got to stay on fucking task here, okay, Filthy Belthy?
All right, Taskmaster.
I'm the page master, really.
Page boy.
You said what?
Page boy.
Paging Philip and telling him to shut the fuck up so we can talk about Ray Liotta, please.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Ray Liotta's dead. This much we know. And we know he passed away in his sleep, or at least that's what we're being told by, big media.
Mainstream media with your lies.
Let's wait and see what. Look, I wait for all of my facts from Joe Rogan.
Yeah,
he's gonna be sitting there getting super high, wearing a space helmet on his $300 million show, just going, "I don't know, man.
Ray Liotta thing. It's opening. It has made me." Open up my eyes, man. I'm telling you, there's something more.
Candace Owens sitting across from him, just sitting there, just like, she's like, I don't know who he is, but I do know that Democrats are the devil.
Yeah.
You know? He's like, yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird out there right now.
I don't know anything.
Oh, that'd be great. Look, I mean, he does do that. He's like, what do I know? I'm just a dumb comic. And it's like, well, then stop giving your stupid opinions like you know.
Giving people advice.
I know, exactly. He's just like, just eat acid and lift weights and be a millionaire. You're a comedian.
You're just a rich clown.
Can I also be honest? He's not even that funny of a clown.
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Honestly, Bobo the fucking Pennywise the Clown is genuinely funnier than Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Ray Liotta at any point, or is this just a bullshit episode? I don't want to prank people.
No, I think we will. It's just you were like, hey, 20 minutes ago, let's do a Ray Liotta tribute episode.
This will be good. This is good. We're trying to honor a fucking great actor. Now, look,
guest friend of the show,
right?
For life.
Yes, Raymond Liotta, and God, you and I both, like, when something serious happens, we have a hard time actually like discussing that as adults. So let's try and dispense with the tomfoolery and the ballyhoo, and let's just dive in, Phil. I know the answer, okay, but I have to ask the question. What's your favorite Ray Liotta movie?
Karina with Whoopi Goldberg. Well, there's Goodfellas.
No, I said give me one, you cunt.
Goodfellas.
There, thank you, cunt, and I agree with you. Okay, look, I also love Goodfellas. He's amazing in it. And then you start eventually thinking, like, what else was he really in? Right? And then he dies, then you're reminded he was in a shit ton of movies. And he, look, even if he was in a bad movie, he was really, he was good. He had a great voice. Those fucking, like, bright blue eyes of his, and he had, like, long eyelashes. Like, he had sexy, he had bedroom eyes, bro.
He was pretty dreamy.
I'm not even, like, trying to make some weird joke. Like, he had beautiful blue eyes. It's weird.
Yeah, he was a dreamboat.
He was a dreamboat. I had a poster of him above my bed when I was a girl.
Yeah.
And you and me, we'd call each other just like twisting our little hair and, you know.
Which Ray Liotta movie are you watching tonight?
And just like, I don't know. Maybe I'm watching Copland.
Maybe I'm watching Carina.
Yeah, and you're sitting there with your like head brace on, you know, and you're like your little brother annoying you. You're like, stop it, Steven. And
it's
you're
like, all right, Steven, I'm trying to watch Carina Carina.
Is that all you have is Carina Carina? How do you even remember that movie? Are you serious? Like, dude, I mean, like,
he was on TBS all the time when I was a kid. I had the chick from the Andre movie.
The chick from the Andre movie. Andre 3000?
And Napoleon Dynamite.
He was in Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah. He was the girl with the pigtails.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought he was the girl with the dragon tattoo.
He was that too.
Yeah, he was always up to no good. That fucking Ray Liotta.
Yeah, he really was. He was. Yes,
that's great, Phil. Look, it's a bummer. It's a bummer.
Yeah,
it's really sad.
It is sad. I like Ray Liotta.
That's cool, Phil. Can I tell you his film? Shut the fuck up. Can I tell you his filmography?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, also, I want to say, he died in his sleep, aged 67, this day, May 26th, 2022. And he was in the Dominican Republic filming a new movie called Dangerous Waters.
I'm guessing it had to do with a shark.
Dangerous Waters? No, it was probably about John Waters, like on the loose with a machete.
Yeah, I'm going to get you.
The second movie he ever made was Something Wild. Did you ever see that movie?
Mm-mm.
Seriously, you never saw Something Wild?
No.
I'll be honest. I only saw it like a year ago. It's fucking great, dude. It is so goddamn good. Like, legitimately. You would love it. You would love it.
I'll keep that. You know what? Might watch it today. Who knows?
Can you just do it?
Yeah.
You promise?
Mm-hmm.
You mean it?
I won't turn back on Seinfeld. I'll watch Something Wild.
Genuinely, I think you'd love it. I'd be shocked if you did. Yeah, no, I'm saying you would love it, okay? Did you ever see Dominic and Eugene? I'm looking at his filmography right now.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, well, I think he played a garbage man with Nicolas Cage. Let me check. No, it was him and... Oh, Tom Hulse? The guy who played... why am I blanking on this? The guy who played Mozart in Amadeus.
I haven't seen that.
Okay, well, I know you haven't because it's not, you know, Chud. Let's see. He was also in Field of Dreams. You ever see Field of Dreams?
I have seen Field of Dreams.
Did you like it?
If you build it, he will come.
Really fucking hard.
Yeah, he's from the cornfield. They're like, he's coming.
He's okay. And you saw Goodfellas, but you didn't see that until like a week ago, ironically.
Goodfellas?
You know, because you're a poser and you don't actually like good movies.
Yeah, no, because for a while I was only watching Carina Carina.
Okay, shut the fuck up. No more Carina Carina.
You gotta watch that tonight.
No, I've already seen it and it's garbage, okay? I think. Actually, I don't even know. I honestly, I've watched like 5 minutes of it. It wasn't for me.
Yeah.
Let's see. Did you ever see Turbulence?
Yeah.
You saw Turbulence?
Yeah, the plane movie.
Yeah, the where he's the hijacker. I saw that in the theater, as your people would say, with my mama, as your people would say.
Picture show, you mean?
Yeah, and we had sex with each other, as you people do.
That's what you do at the theater.
In the South, we get freaky dicky.
The theatre.
It's an all-family fuck down. Let's see.
That's the name of the restaurant.
Now, he was in Copland, and he played Figsy, and he's fucking amazing in that movie.
Yeah, he's the drunk buddy.
Yeah, he's like the druggy drunk ex-cop or whatever. Yeah,
shamed cop.
He's really good in it.
Yeah.
He was in Muppets from Space!
Been a while since I've...
Mm-hmm. Seen that movie?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this.
A lot of the Muppet movies, actually. been a good minute.
Why? Do you not like them?
I do like them. I just haven't thought of watching a Muppet movie.
Okay, you should watch a Muppet movie or two.
Okay, you should watch like Seven. The movie Seven.
Mm-hmm. Why? He's not in it, Ray Liotta.
I know.
Kermie's not in it.
Nope.
Miss Piggy's not in it.
Nope.
Animal's not in it.
Well, Kevin Spacey's in it.
Kevin Spacey is in it, and he's kind of...
An animal.
He's kind of an animal. Yeah, he kind of is, isn't he? He's a piece of shit.
Teenage boys.
Yeah. All right. That's great. Let's say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Did I trigger you? Shut up. All right. He was in Hannibal.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
He was in Hannibal? No, he was in the Muppet version, Manibal. Animal.
Yeah. Animal.
It's just animal running around eating people's faces.
Sorry.
Oh, man. Let's see. Did you ever see Blow?
Yes. He played his Fodger.
Actually, that's very timely, as he played Johnny Depp's father, and Johnny Depp right now is on a stupid trial where both him and Amber Heard look like pieces of garbage.
Yes, yes. There should be no sides to be taken for this.
That's the thing. I see so many people. Exactly. So many people are taking sides, like pooped in his bed, and it's like, yeah, that's wacky. And it's like, yeah. It's like, you know, he, I don't know, you know, walks around acting like a pirate version of Hunter S. Thompson. It's like, well, that's kind of fucking weird too. I'm sure he's up to no good.
Very odd guy.
I think it's just two pieces of poopy.
I have 100 guitars and I can't even play them.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when, remember when Russell Crowe had his own band? He probably still does.
Probably. Yeah. I was going to say that hasn't changed. I'm sure.
Yeah. Shit don't change, man. It just rearranged. Let's see. He was in John Q. I never saw that one. That's the one with,
Denzel Washington.
Yeah. Denzel. And he takes over a hospital. He's like, you know, he's like, cure my son's cancer or I'll fucking kill you. And people are like,
we don't have a cure for that, sir. You're just going to have to like get over it. Like every other parent.
You're going to have to get over it. What a shit country we live in where we say that. Let's say.
Doctor said.
Well, the doctor also gave him the news.
Yeah, he had a bad case of giving you the bad news: your son's dying of cancer.
That your son's dying of cancer. Yeah, it was a really that's a bummer of a movie. He was in Revolver. That's the one where he's stuck in a revolving door for 2 hours.
Hey, get me out of here! This is bullshit.
This fucking sucks. I'm getting nauseous.
My stomach going.
I'm getting fucking, you know, fucking seasick up in this bitch.
Yeah, I'm like on a boat.
What am I, a fucking clown? I'm here to fucking be stuck in a revolving door. Fuck this shit. Let's see. He was also in Smoking Aces. Like, I'm saying the guy was in good movies constantly. Mm-hmm. He was in a movie about Jeremy Piven being a piece of shit.
Yeah.
That's right.
Jeremy Piven film.
Jeremy J. Pivs, man.
J. Pivs. Still the role.
Well, hold on. Let's check in on Jay. Let's do our annual J. Pivs update. What's eating Jeremy Pivens?
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's go to news. I Googled Jeremy Piven. Jeremy Piven couldn't eat dinner with Dynamo due to strict movie training regime. I don't know who Dynamo is. Oh, a magician. It's a magician. Jeremy Piven's strict... let's go to this article because I'm already very... confused. Jeremy Piven's strict training regime for his new movie meant he could only drink water on a night out with magician Dynamo. The actor stars as tap dancer Harold in the upcoming film The Performance alongside Robert Carlyle and Adam Garcia. It should be Andy Garcia, regardless of the role. Let's see. Celebrity trainer Ruben Tabares has revealed that Jeremy, 56, 56 now, got into peak fitness to handle the intense physical demands of playing a dancer and the numerous takes that shooting the film involved. Quote, He's like the rest of us. He just likes to eat food. What a dumb article.
What a stupid fucking article. What a waste
of online print.
Online ink.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, quote, he's like the rest of us. He just likes to eat food, Ruben smiled. Quote, when you have to restrict the number of calories, food becomes a little bit blander and you have to look at things you can't have, like sauces. Well, okay, you know what? We're reading a bit more, okay? This is an in memoriam, goddammit.
Yeah, we're just reading about Jeremy Piven's diet. And whoever Dynamo was, I thought it was a superhero.
Well, maybe we'll find, it sounds like it, right? Quote, I went to dinner with him and I invited Dynamo and some other people, and we all had something to eat apart from Jeremy, who'd already eaten his calories for that day, and he just sat there and had water while the rest of us were stuffing our faces. Full of cock. Watching his dinner companions chow down didn't faze the triple Emmy winner, though, whom Ruben praises for his dedication. This is clearly one of those articles that, like, a fucking, you know, a PR representative just totally bought.
Mm-hmm.
From Yahoo Sports, by the way. No, excuse me. Even more, you know, prestigious. Yahoo Sports UK.
Holy shit.
This is news over there.
Yeah. Jeremy Piven.
Oh, yeah. They roll out the red carpet and they lay down flower petals for him. You know?
That's great. Somebody has to.
That's what I mean. J. Pivs has been so maligned in the media, the liberal press. Where they've pointed out that he's probably a creepy dumbass.
Yeah.
He was a hanger-on for, he was an albatross around John Cusack's neck for fucking 20 years. And then he wound up on a show that is literally, if it happened now, if Entourage happened now, the show would be Me Too'd. You know what I mean? It is crass. It is.
Show should have been Me Too'd a long time ago.
Oh, 100%. All of the percentages is happening here. Now, that was our JPIV update for this episode.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Ray Liotta's filmography, see if anything rings our bells. He was in B Movie.
Okay.
He was in Wild Hogs. He played Jack Blade.
Cool.
You have anything to say? Did you ever see Wild Hogs?
No, it did a good job of keeping me away from it, I would say.
I hate hearing that about that.
I don't like John Travolta and I don't like Tim Allen.
Wait. Stop. You don't like the two, arguably, I'm not going to say inarguably. You can argue this point.
Mm-hmm.
But we can all pretty much agree, okay, that you have just, again, maligned, just like our beloved JPIV. You have just unnecessarily and egregiously maligned two of the greatest actors who have ever walked the earth. In John Travolta's case, who's ever jerked off a masseuse.
Yes, he did.
You know?
But Ray Liotta's never done that.
Ray Liotta never did that. Ray Liotta, I mean, look, I don't know what Ray Liotta thought about much of anything, and that's what I fucking love about the guy. He was just...
I know he liked cigarettes.
He liked... Well, he eventually quit using Chantix. You don't remember those commercials?
Oh, yeah.
No, he actually made...
Oh, okay.
Chantix commercials. Let's see. Ray... Liotta pussy. Let's see. That doesn't make sense. I thought it was funny, and then I said it, and it wasn't. I said it till it wasn't. Two bits. Let's see. Ray Liotta Chantix? Oh, I guess it was made fun of a bunch. I didn't know. No, here it is. Chantix TV commercial, Until I Tried, featuring Ray Liotta from 3 years ago. Here we go.
Packaging.
I'm Ray, and I quit smoking with Chantix. I tried cold turkey. I tried the patch. They didn't work for me.
I don't know how cold turkey's going to get you to quit smoking.
Chantix
support helps you quit smoking.
Chantix reduced my urge to smoke. I needed that to quit.
I bet you did, Ray. I needed to not want to smoke to quit. I bet you did.
I swear to God, I need it right now. I want to strangle my goddamn wife.
Oh, hold on, Phil. They're doing the shit will kill you thing.
Quit smoking. With or without Chantix, you may have nicotine withdrawal symptoms.
Some people have changes in behavior
or thinking. Aggression, hostility, agitation, depressed mood, or suicidal thoughts or actions with Chantix. Serious side effects may include seizures, new or worse harder blood vessel problems, sleepwalking, or allergic and skin reactions, which can be life-threatening. Stop Chantix and get help right away if you have any of these. Tell your healthcare provider if you've had depression or other mental health problems.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I think I'll just smoke. It's not good for me, but it sure makes me happy.
I'll tell you this. Cigarettes have never... I've never been smoking a cigarette, and the cigarette made me want to kill myself. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I've been depressed and smoking, but it wasn't the cigarette.
No.
But yeah, again, you're going to see Joe Rogan in a week talking about we need to look into Chantix. You know, there's a lot of stuff about Chantix that could have, like, you know, what vaccine did Ray Liotta get, bro?
Yeah.
You know, he's sitting there across
from Chantix. Was he taking
sitting across the table from, you know, Ben Shapiro is like, exactly. I love the free exchange of ideas. And I also don't believe in gun control when a mass murder happens. You know, piece of shit. I'm mad. I've been mad. I don't want to talk about it. We all know what we're talking about, but I'm fucking furious again about a thing we're not going to do anything about because one half. Well, no, I just love how one half of the country, without even, I don't want to talk about this, but just to finish it, I like how one half of the country says, we need to focus on mental health. And it's like, oh, that amorphous thing. Okay. No. What does that look like anyways? What, we're all going to be under mental health surveillance now?
Yeah.
Fucking idiots. Lying cunts. Anyways, you know who wasn't a lying cunt? Ray Liotta. That's right. He was in The Iceman.
Oh, yeah. That...
I don't know either. I'm just reading off his fucking gigantic fucking filmography, to be honest. He was in Muppets Most Wanted, the one with Ricky Gervais, where he's just going,
you know, these Muppets, they're stupid.
They're so stupid.
Anybody who believes in God is a ninny.
Yeah, exactly. Trans people are icky. What are you going to do? Cancel me for being edgy? Is that what you're going to do?
It doesn't matter if you cancel me.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I can say any fucking cunting thing I want. I'm a piece of shit. Or shite, rather, as our friends across the pond would say. He was also in Hubie Halloween as Mr. Landolfa. He was always just playing Italian guys. Yeah, they should call him Mr. Kundalini. Well, I think that's spaghetti a yoga. I think that's Kundalini. A yoga thing. Yeah, I'm Mr. Friggin' Yoga, you know? Like an Italian fucking yoga. Oh, but hold on, Phil. I think we should... Hold on. I know, I'm funny and you're not. I know. Hold on.
That's what I was saying, yeah.
You know, to wrap this up, it sucks shit, bro.
It does.
It sucks anus. Like, it's a piece of poopy.
It sucks anus and balls.
He was a young dude, like, in terms of how long we live these days. Like, you know,
seven's like the new 35.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that. And it's a real bummer. He was a great dude, I guess. I don't know, but He was a boss fucking actor. And I would say to everybody, you should totally check out Something Wild. We've all seen Goodfellas.
Yeah.
And you and I have to do like a gangster movie month soon. I can't believe we haven't fucking done that. We need to be more pulpy. Our fans prefer that instead of us just doing, here's like, you know, we are family type like 90s gay movies. Yeah. Sadly, they don't like it as much. You know, make of that what you will. But we got 3 minutes and 43 seconds left on our free Zoom call because I'm not upgrading. So
that's fine.
Phil, is there any closing?
I don't know if I could go any longer.
You're a preemie.
I'm distraught.
You really are. Yeah. You're so distraught that you're wearing a pink sweat wicking shirt right now.
That's orange.
Yeah. Well, on my Zoom, it's pink. So on the recording of this podcast, it's pink. Accept your fate,
audio.
Phil. Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Closing words about Ray Liotta. And don't be ironic, okay? We don't joke on this show, so don't be a dick.
Well, it's not rain on your wedding day, so.
No, I'm just going to let you sit in that. I'm going to let you bathe at the...
I am sitting in it.
Yeah, I pooped. I shit myself. No, go on.
I really liked Ray Liotta in most movies I've seen him in. Goodfellas, Copland.
Don't fucking say it again. Don't say that fucking movie again.
No Escape, where he's in that like an island future prison.
Right.
I like that.
I bet you do. Sounds awesome, bro.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Fuck you. I like him and stuff, you know?
I guess, sadly, it's now, it's no, oh, let's talk over each other when we're wrapping shit up, cunt. Yeah. I called you the C word, I think, 4 times now, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I didn't say it 5 times. So, Phil, you silly cunt, we got to wrap it up. So, here we go. Check us out this week. We're going to be, or next week, we're fucking doing some movie, okay? We're wrapping up Gay May with Hobbs and Shaw. And remember, next month in June, we're doing Jean-Claude Van Damme. If you can answer this question correctly, send it to pmssubject@gmail.com. You get a free month off on our Patreon, bonus content, watch parties. You're going to love it. The question is, what is the best JCVD movie? There is a correct answer. And if you've got it, send it to pmssubject@gmail.com. And until then, let's just hope that that Ray Liotta's up there acting for God now, acting like a crazed, coke-addicted gangster for God as entertainment.
Yes, at the... Copa Cabana in the sky.
Actually, sadly, well, no, kind of fun. In heaven, it's called the Copa Cabanal.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And, oh, he's acting there, acting a fucking fool, okay?
Yes, he is wilding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's wilding out, my dear friend, okay? It's him and Nick Cannon and... I mean, I've been hearing rumblings that there might be a guest appearance by Cat Williams later. He's going to show up on drugs and punch kids and get beat up by them.
he is going to get his ass kicked.
He's going to get his shit kicked in, bro. But, yeah. Phil, we got to wrap it up. So, until... He just got kicked out of the Zoom. Ladies and gentlemen, that was it for the show. We don't have a wrap-up thing like we normally do, so I'm just going to say bye. Oh, Philip's calling me. Okay, I got to go. Bye.